Architect Pete Van Dyke recalls the circumstances that led to the restoration of the Huntington Bank building.
What I'm probably the most proud of was the Huntington Bank. I think it's the first major restoration project in Cleveland in terms of a big building. And the way that came about was I'd gotten a call from the building manager, Bill Diedrich, I remember his name. He said, "Mr. Van Dyke, we've got this bank here. It's a mess. The skylight leaks. It's already half tarred over and everything. It's all waste space. And our board has decided we want to get rid of it and build in three floors, just a steel frame and drywall and acoustic tile, and build loft space in there." And I thought, gosh, really? Why would you want to do that? Anyway, to make a long story short, I just couldn't accept that. And rather than just turn the job down, I went to Joe Coakley, president of the bank at the time, and suggested that we restore the building, that we could easily air condition this with panache, you know, not heavy-handedly, and provide a wonderful work environment. Because I said, "Joe, this is one of the grandest banks in the world. There's no bank I know that has this kind of colossal grandeur, these huge Corinthian columns, these fabulous vaults by a marvelous architect, you know, Graham Anderson Probst and White, big Chicago firm. They also did the Terminal Tower complex. If that building had gone down the tubes, it would have been a tremendous shame, you see." And it was, again, just sort of just not accepting some dumb commission for, but say, "Hey, don't do that, you know."